It has never been this easy to serve delicious, wholesome, homemade meals than now with Gobble. Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs, and you'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. Gobble's meal kits include everything you need so that you can save time at the store or skip trips entirely. Most meal kits are ready in 20 minutes or less, so dinner can be ready in a flash. Gobble works with your schedule. You can set new delivery days, skip a week, or cancel anytime. With Gobble, you're never locked into a single plan. You can always order extra servings, try dishes from any section of the menu, or add sides, breakfast, desserts, and more. With a huge range of weekly meals, Gobble makes it easy for families of all tastes and sizes to build a menu everyone will love. Besties, see what a difference Gobble will make to your household right now. Gobble is offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal, getting $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/mafiansures, that's gobble.com/ using code mafiansures today.
To be a masterpiece and to be a work in progress at the same time, that's just the art of falling in love with each other.
I realize that sometimes the only one that can put the pieces back together is yourself.
With love.
Hey besties, welcome to I Miss Me. My name is Mafia Ansures. I am your host and I am so happy and so grateful that you're here. If you're new to I Miss Me, bestie, welcome. We are a healing self-growth community looking to become the best versions of ourselves and heal together. And if you're not new to I Miss Me, bestie, welcome back. Happy Monday. Welcome to the second episode of season 5. I hope that you guys loved the first one. Again, before we get started, let me give you guys a couple of updates for this new season. We have a membership. It is a $10 month membership where as soon as you sign up, you're gonna receive a no-name hoodie. You guys know that I have a clothing brand, the Comfiest Hoodie. You're gonna receive it as soon as you sign up, as well as one extra episode every single month, PDF guides, challenges, journal prompts, so much good exclusive content. So worth it. All you have to do is click on the link on our Instagram bio. It is going to take you to our website where you're gonna see all of our streaming platforms, our video, and it's gonna say Patreon or I Missed Me Too, and you just have to click there. It is going to redirect you to our Patreon and you're able to sign up. With all of that being said, welcome to I Missed Me's second episode of season 5. You are also choosing. And this is a very cool, interesting episode that I know that a lot of you guys are going to enjoy because I feel like it is a very common thing that we all go through, especially as people pleasers. Raise your hand if you're a people pleaser. I will be the first one to raise my hand. All throughout my life, I feel like I've been that one friend that always wants to do everything for my friends. I'll be the one that picks everyone up. I'll be the one who hosts. I'll be the one who does this favor for you. I'll send you the homework. And for a very long time, I feel like I did that from a place of wanting and seeking validation. And not because I necessarily wanted to do all of those things, but because I didn't really know myself. And so my way of knowing myself and of knowing my value was by how much value others gave me. And so if a lot of people give me a lot of validation, then it must mean that I am worthy. And if people don't give me validation, then it must mean that I am not worthy. And again, that is a completely wrong way to live. But again, that is how us people pleasers think. The more validation that we get, the more value that we have as a person. Again, completely wrong, but it is a people pleasing misconception that we all have to heal and we all have to work through. And it also translates to dating. Like the more men validation we receive, or the more yeses we get, or the more attention we get, more valuable we must be. And the less validation I get, the more rejection I get, and the more heartbreak I go through, the less worthy it must mean that I am. Again, completely wrong. That's just how my brain worked for a very long time. And I am sure that you guys have gone through it as well or are going through it. And that is exactly why I am making today's episode. A few weeks ago, one of my friends called me and told me that she had a Hinge date. This episode is not sponsored by Hinge, but she had a Hinge date and she called me super nervous. Mafe, I've never been on a dating app. I don't know how this works. What if this dude is a serial killer? What if this dude hates me? He looks so pretty in pictures and all I want to be is enough for him because he is exactly my type. We've been having conversations on the phone and we've been texting 24/7. I actually really want this to work out because I actually want the person. And so give me first date advice. Give me first date tips. What should I do? I am just nervous. And she was just like ranting and telling me how nervous she was for her date. And basically, bottom line was that she was telling me how nervous she was of this dude not liking her in person or like her being scared of giving him the ick and just so many fears that she had that he might have felt. I sat quiet and listened and laughed, and it was just such a funny conversation. But at the end, she was like, "What do you think? And what is your advice?" And I was like, "You are also choosing. I get your fears. Nobody wants to be rejected. We all want to be chosen, especially if we are really liking the dude, and especially if we are having good conversations. Obviously, we want this to work out, and hopefully it works out. Hopefully you guys get along in person. But you are so worried about this dude liking you that you're not even worried about you liking this dude. What if he gives you the ick? What if he shows you things that you don't like? What if he shows you red flags?" The problem with not being aware of the fact that we are also choosing is that because we are so worried of being chosen, we forget about everything that we want, and we are completely blindsided to what we should actually pay attention to, which is like red flags. How is this person treating me? Is he a gentleman or is he a dick? We are so blinded to the things that are actually important because we are so worried about being enough that, again, we forget about them being enough for us. And that is the only way that we're going to start building our self-value and how much we value ourselves as people. If we stick to our standards on our expectations and we're able to step up for ourselves and have a very clear list of the things that we're going to accept or not. But again, we completely forget about this list, and that is our biggest mistake when we forget that we are also choosing. And so as soon as I said that, she stayed quiet and she was like, "You're right. Like, I've been freaking out about this date the whole week, and I've been freaking out about, like, how can I act? What can I do? How can I look? I really don't want to give him the ick when he might give me the ick. He might be the person that shows red flags. He might be the one that doesn't really align with everything that I'm looking for." And again, she was not going to be aware enough to see all of these things because of how worried she was of how she was being perceived. She was not going to be able to correctly perceive this person because of how worried she was of being perceived. To close off the story, she did in fact not like him. She went into that date with a clear set list of the things that she was looking for, and unfortunately some of those were not met, which is completely okay. You're gonna meet people that don't necessarily align with everything that you're looking for, and it doesn't mean that they are a bad person or you are super picky and a bad person as well. It just means that some people just don't align, and that's okay. It doesn't make you picky. But again, the only reason why she was able to see that they are not compatible is because she understood that she was choosing. She made a list of what she wanted and what she didn't, and she stuck with those things. Where in another wrong scenario, she would have just jumped into the date worrying about being enough for him, trying to do everything right, and completely forget about the things that she was looking for. And so the reason why I'm making this episode is because I do not want you guys to ever forget that, one, you're also choosing, and two, the things on your list matter, and the things on your list are what are going to determine if the relationship is going to make you happy or not, and if the relationship is actually for you or not. The reason why it's so important to remember that you're choosing is because if you forget that you're also choosing, you're gonna be stuck with a person that doesn't like you for you and that likes the version of yourself that you've been pretending to be. And this is not a permanent version of you, which means that when this version of you that you've been creating ends, that person is going to leave because you guys are not gonna align anymore. And when that person leaves, you're gonna punish yourself for thinking that you're not worthy, and that is not true. That was just not you. That is why this concept is so important, because it doesn't mean that yourself, who you really are, is not worth it, but you're not going to be able to see that, or you're not going to be able for people to see that if you don't allow yourself to be who you really are. Again, if you've been a people pleaser your whole entire life, and if you've been used to people just walking over you over and over again and constantly doing what makes others happy and forgetting about what makes you happy because you think that making others happy makes you happy, this concept is going to be very hard to apply. That is why I am about to give you 3 simple, very important steps to start putting yourself on a pedestal, to start caring more about the way that you feel instead of the way that you're making others feel, because at the end of the day, the way that you feel is a priority, and to finally jump into this mindset of, I am also choosing, my choices are more important than being chosen. And you're going to end up realizing that you actually have really good judgment, and your judgment is going to lead lead you to people that end up choosing you back for who you really are, instead of just constantly trying to get chosen by people who you actually don't really like, but you're not going to realize that you actually don't like them because you're so worried about getting chosen. Number one, forgetting about what makes others happy, forgetting about what you've been doing for others, forgetting about the favors or the personality or the persona that you've been keeping up for others, and thinking about you and what you like and what makes you happy. Make a list of standards of what you would want people to do for you. I don't know about you, besties, but my favorite part of the day is when I sit down with myself and do my makeup. Whether you like a fresh-faced, full glam, or somewhere in between, Thrive Cosmetics is for you. All products are certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and have zero parabens. Thrive Cosmetics also donates to 8 major causes, including those impacted by cancer, domestic abuse, and education organizations. I know that a lot of us struggle with finding a good mascara, but Thrive Cosmetics has the one for you. Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara, the name literally says it all. This tubing mascara instantly creates the look of lash extensions. No clumping, flaking, or smudging, and without the damage or prices of salon extensions. And I know, besties, that the most annoying part of mascara is taking it off, but with this mascara, you just have to rinse off with warm water and gently wipe with clean hands or a washcloth. The unique tubing formula will rinse off each lash, leaving no mascara streaks behind or black stains on your towels. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/mafiansures. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/mafiansures for 20% off your first order. I don't know about you, besties, but if I'm having a good hair day, I already know it's going to be a good day. Everybody's got a type, and Way is yours. Their shampoo and conditioner are made to deliver what's just right for your hair type. With Way, you'll get hydration that won't weigh you down, plus extra benefits that your specific strands need. Upgrade your shower routine with a wash duo that's designed for your fine, medium, and thick strands to get your hair looking and smelling amazing. I am someone that uses a lot of heat on my hair, and I've been using Way products before using heat, and my hair has never been healthier. Whether your hair is fine, medium, or thick, Way has got you. The detox shampoo deeply cleanses away buildup from styling. Way's conditioning hair mask instantly restores hydration. And if you have curly hair, Way's thick hair shampoo and conditioner is for you. Wash your Way to healthy hair and get a hair routine that's made just for you by Way. Go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and use the promo code MAFIANSURES for 15% off at any product. Again, that's theouai.com, code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Besties, if you're interested in learning a new language, Rosetta Stone is for you. Whether you're traveling for the summer or have an upcoming international trip or just want to connect with friends or family, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. It immerses you in so many ways, and there are no English translations, which means that you really get to learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It is an intuitive process, meaning that you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. It is truly designed for a long-term retention. Besties, don't put off learning that language that you've been always wanting to learn. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, besties, iMissedMe's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Besties, 50% off to learn the language that you've always been wanting to learn is a steal. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. If you were to be in a dream relationship, or if you were to have a dream friend group, or if you were to have your dream friends, your dream people around you, how would they treat you? Like, make a list of the standards that you have for yourself, forgetting about everything that you think has been right your whole entire life. Make a list of things that you want from people. I want people to surprise me the way that I like to surprise people. I want the person that I'm going to go on a date with to open the car door for me, to open doors for me, to buy me flowers, to take me out on dates, to prioritize me, to text me first, to give me attention, to call me. I want my friends to prioritize me, to stop leaving me out of plans, to include me, to invite me. That is step number one. The reason why most of us fail in step number one is because we think we're being too picky, and we think that we're asking for too much. And because we think that we're being too picky and we think that we're asking for too much, we make the mistake of settling and accepting less of what we know we deserve. Now, the solution to stop overthinking thinking over step number one is to realize that this is the type of person that you are. Therefore, it is the type of person that you deserve. Why would it be a problem for your friends to invite you, to include you, to prioritize you, and to make you feel important if you've been doing that for your friends? That is what you deserve. If that is the type of person that you are, that is the type of people that you deserve. Why would it be picky, or why would you be asking for too much if you're asking for a great guy that treats you like a princess, if you are willing to treat him amazing as well? If you are willing to give so much, do not feel guilty of asking for too much, because you are also an amazing person. You deserve amazing people because you are an amazing person. Now, if you are someone that constantly asks without being willing to give, we have a problem, and you have to work on yourself before you're even asking for relationships at all. But if you know that you're willing to give so much, do not feel picky, or do not feel like you're asking for too much if you are too much. If you yourself are willing to give so much, understand and know and accept that you also deserve to be treated and to receive as much. You deserve to receive as much as you give. And this is not you being picky. This is you understanding your worth and how you want to be treated based on how you treat people. Step number two, now that we have our list of standards, leave as soon as your standards are not being met. It is as simple as it sounds, and it is also as hard as it sounds. Leaving people is hard. Letting go is hard. It is heartbreaking. It is going to make you suffer. It is going to make you sad. But on the long run, you're gonna be grateful that you did. And if you don't, you're gonna continue to suffer because it is not the place that you're meant to be. God, the universe, and life, and this is something that I've learned, will not give you peace wherever you're not meant to stay. Which means that if you stay somewhere where you don't belong, you will never find peace. You will continue to feel anxiety. You will continue to suffer. You will continue to feel pain, and you will continue to cry every single day because that is just not the place for you. And the only reason why the universe is pushing you so much and dragging you so much and pushing you so much to the bottom is so that you finally decide you want to go up, and so that you finally decide that because of how uncomfortable and sad you feel, you don't want to be there anymore. That is why you feel so much pain in places that are not for you, so that you can finally decide to leave, because again, those places and those people and those relationships are just not the relationships for you. If you don't want to get to that point where you're literally being pushed down forcefully so that you suffer until you decide to leave, then leave as soon as your standards and your list is not being met. Accepting step number one, you are not too much and you're not asking for too much. Therefore, because you're not asking for too much, if the bare minimum and if your list is not being met, you are in every single right to leave, because it is what you deserve, because it is what you're willing to give, and because you understand your worth so much that whenever your worth is not being acknowledged or met, you just simply don't want to be there. That is the only way that you're going to feel like you're choosing. If when your list is not being met, you leave. That is step number two. We're going on a date. I want my man to open my car door for me, and it is not too much. It is the bare minimum. If I go on a date and this man doesn't open the car door for me, this man is just simply not the person for me. We might have amazing conversations. We might get along very well. He might be a great person with great values. Again, our mistake is to overlook what we were actually asking for and pick apart the good things and only keep that. But why, if you are an amazing person as well, why would things that you do as well impress you so much? Why would good values and being respectful impress you so much if you also have good values and if you are also respectful? If you want someone that opens a car door for you, you deserve someone that opens a car door for you. And if that man doesn't open the car door for you, that is just simply not your man. If you don't choose to leave, if that man doesn't open the car door for you, you are giving him the choice because you're already overlooking something that you were asking for. That man doesn't open the car door for you, I don't want you. As horrible and as blunt as that might sound, if you want to respect yourself, it will always involve you putting yourself first and putting yourself on a pedestal. As soon as what you're asking for in your list, because again, knowing that it is not too much, is not being met, you are going to leave. And number three, extremely important to build your self-worth ever, under any circumstance and for whatever reason, allow someone to tell you they don't want you twice. Because as soon as you've been rejected because of stepping on your ground, putting yourself on a pedestal, and respecting yourself, and then decide to go back without standards only to get chosen, you are immediately handing them the power. You're literally telling them, hey, I like you more than I like myself. I respect you more than I respect my standards. Here I am again trying to get chosen by you, but hey, I don't have any rules anymore. I am now easy to get. Please choose me. We're never gonna do this, ever. And this This is why it is so important to leave in step number two. Because if you don't, you're going to go back. You're going to completely overlook the things that you're looking for only to get chosen by them. You're going to end up heartbroken because that is just simply not the person for you. And eventually it's just not going to work out. But also you have disrespected yourself for the sake of being chosen by a person that already doesn't respect you because it didn't choose you when you had your list. And it was just waiting for you to be easy because that person is just not willing to put any effort to get you. Step number three, besties, and please, 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 if you don't want to go through it again and if you want to learn your lesson the first time, do not allow a person to tell you that they don't want you twice. If by having your list of standards, you are too much for someone, because it is going to happen, and the harder that you are to get and the more standards that you have, the harder it is going to be to find people, because unfortunately in our generation nowadays, people go for people that are easy. Doesn't make it right, but unfortunately that's just the generation that we're living in. If by you setting your list and your standards, you are not chosen by a person, that is just simply not the person for you. But do not go back without a list to someone that with your list didn't choose you, because I promise you, besties, that there is someone out there that it is willing to meet everything in your list and give you more because they see you as worthy of more. And because again, it is what you deserve, because you are an amazing person as well. You are willing to give so much that why would you not be worthy of receiving as much as you give? Besties, you are also choosing. And if you want to stop feeling like you're constantly being rejected, start rejecting. Start being the one that is like, I actually don't like this. I don't want this. I don't want you. This is not going to work out. Start making decisions. Stop being afraid of making decisions. Stop being afraid to stand up for yourself and to stand up for the things that you want, because that is the only way that eventually you're going to end up in a relationship that actually makes you happy, because you chose it. That is where you choose to be. You chose it and they chose you. And that is how you're going to end up in a happy, healthy relationship like the one that you've been looking for. That's it for today's episode, besties. I hope that it was helpful. I hope that you liked it. I hope that you enjoyed it. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Mafiansures everywhere. Don't forget to follow the podcast on social media at I Miss Me Podcast on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Don't forget that I also have a clothing brand, nonameproject.co, to get your hoodie, $25 hoodies. My friends wear them all the time. So cheap, so comfy. It is literally the only hoodie that they wear. I promise you, non-biased, it is the comfiest hoodie you will own. Only $25. Or signing up to our membership, you're going to receive one as soon as you sign up. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for listening. Mwah, with love, Mafe.